This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, here's John Stewart, I guess, giving the Democrats now the what for protecting Joe Biden all this time.
Authoritarianism and Donald Trump aren't the only threats our democracy faces. An arthritic status quo, unable or unwilling to respond in any way to the concerns of voters who just received new and urgent information about their candidate, also erodes confidence and faith in the system of government. Get on board or shut the f*** up is not. Yeah.
Vote blue no matter who.
Honestly, though, get on board or shut the f*** up is not a particularly compelling pro-democracy bumper sticker. Nor is, what are you going to do?
I've gotten a lot of texts today from folks who watched a lot of West Wing episodes and imagine a very complex path through which we might have a robust primary process. But, Wolf, you know the reality. There's 4 months left to the presidential election.
4 months is for ever. Britain just held an election in 2 months. France had two in 1 month, defeated fascism, and still had time to have an affair with Denmark. Are you telling me, you sons of bitches, are you coming to my house and saying to my face that the United States of Bruce Springsteen's America can't hold an election better than a French? Is that what you're telling me? It's 4 months. 4 months. It's 119 days. There are contestants on The Bachelor who haven't even met yet that will get married and divorced between now and the election. We have nothing but time. And by the way, I am in no way saying Biden's got to drop out, but can't we stress test this candidacy? Can't we open up the conversation? Do you understand the opportunity here? Do you have any idea how thirsty Americans are for any hint of inspiration or leadership and a release from this choice of a megalomaniac and a suffocating gerontocracy? It is crushing our spirit. Do you have any
you guys,
idea?
What do you mean? You put Joe Biden in. What are you yelling to me for? You put Joe Biden in there. You did it.
It's for someone to keep it 100. The percentage, not the age. That's all we want. Here's an idea. I'll spitball it. It's last minute. But why don't we try and get all the Democrats together in, I don't know, 6 weeks' time? We could get everybody to fly into some Midwestern town, maybe like one adjacent to important swing states. Let's call it Chicago. And they could spend, I don't know, 4 days there because nobody works Fridays anymore. And on Monday, anybody who wants to gives their sales pitch of how they can make democracy more responsive to the people it is supposed to serve. You can
bring it up. Oh, this is great. All right. So, okay. What do you mean? You've had the democratic process play out. You got Joe Biden. Wait. These guys, no, get him off the screen. It's funny to watch him rant and rave about his own politics, about the results in his own politics and propaganda. You guys gave us Joe Biden. You guys told people to vote for Joe Biden. You just put Joe Biden as your nominee for the second straight presidential race. You did that. That wasn't conservatives. That wasn't Republicans. That wasn't Trump supporters. That was you. This is like your mom cooks a dinner. She cooks like a chicken dinner or something. And she put it on the table. She's like, I'm so sick of chicken dinners. Oh, by the way, here's those potatoes, too. Nobody likes potatoes. Like, Mom, you cooked dinner. What are you complaining about? You chose what to cook, and now you put it on the table. So they cooked up this meal, and now they're complaining about it, and they are just in an absolute panic.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
I made clear publicly the day after the debate that I support President Joe Biden and the Democratic ticket. My position has not changed.
But that's Biden and the Democratic ticket. Do you support Biden on the ticket or just Biden and whatever the ticket is?
Same answer.
Spoken to the president over the weekend. I have spoken with him extensively. He made clear then, and he has made clear since, that he is in this race. The matter is closed. He had reiterated that this morning. He has reiterated that to the public. Joe Biden is our nominee. He is not leaving this race. He is in this race, and I support him.
I really do believe that the more members of our caucus who speak directly to him, the more confident they will feel. So I've encouraged the White House to make sure that the president does as much outreach as possible, or not the White House, but the campaign, that the president does as much outreach as possible.
All right, listen, I'm not here to give advice to my colleagues. They all have independent districts and things that they feel like they have to do. I do think that we should continue to have whatever conversations we need to have with our constituents, with our colleagues, we should have them in private.
It is the number one topic of conversation, and number two, and number three, and number four, and number five at the Capitol and in Washington, D.C. So it's bad news for the Democrats, but they have a backup plan, and that is to just cheat, of course. Now, why would every Democrat vote against the SAVE Act, which requires a voter ID and more specifically make sure that non-citizens cannot vote in presidential elections? Every single Democrat voted against the SAVE Act. Why? Well, because it's how they plan to cheat and steal. Here's Speaker Johnson talking about that in clip four.
They've also been misleading everybody about the SAVE Act, which will be on the floor that you've heard about this morning. It's a very important piece of legislation. They're claiming to oppose the bill because they say it's going to make it harder to vote. But they know that that is not true. Many of the Democrats want all of these illegals to participate in our federal elections. They want them to vote. There's no other conclusion that you can draw. When the White House announced they would veto the bill, they effectively handed our elections over to all of these illegal aliens that have come here. And the number is far greater than what is being reported. We were in conference this morning. One of our colleagues from the state of Kentucky was down at the Texas border over the last week. And he was there with top border officials. It was down south of Laredo. And he said that he and the colleagues that were there personally witnessed 9 illegals cross the border and disappear into the woods. And 2 Border Patrol agents tried to follow them on foot, and they lost them. And they came back, and our colleagues then asked, well, how will you account for those numbers, you know, to send to DHS so they can add them to the number? And they said, we can't count them. What do you mean? Well, the secretary in DHS does not allow us to count anyone unless we can say conclusively that they didn't cross back over the border and go back. And we lost them in the woods, so we don't know. So they don't even count in the gotaway numbers. This is how it's being done. Whatever number you think, whatever number is being reported is grossly underreported. I've been saying for some time, I think it's probably close to 16 million. That may be an underestimate. And it's a serious problem. And we cannot allow a federal election to be jeopardized by people who can run into the local welfare office, sign up for taxpayer benefits, and check a box that says, I'm a citizen and I want to vote. This is common sense legislation. Chip Roy has done an extraordinary job. Others have. Preparing this, getting it ready. We have to make sure that we don't have an election that is flawed in this way. In states that are trying to catch these criminals, they're identifying thousands of illegal aliens who are indeed registering and trying to vote. Some states have already done their own audits. This will make sure that we can prevent this from happening, and so we've got to do this. You should ask every Democrat, if they're voting against this legislation, how in the world they can justify it.
Here's Donald Trump responding to that via a Truth Social post. Republicans must pass the SAVE Act or go home and cry yourself to sleep. Non-citizen illegal migrants are getting the right to vote, being pushed by crooked Democrat politicians who are not being stopped by an equally dishonest Justice Department. Our whole voting system is under siege. Harmeet and David, go to court and get this stopped now. That's from America First Law Firm. The Dems can't win on their policies. The only way they can win is to cheat. They do it at every level of government. They do it well. That's how they get an incapacitated moron like Joe Biden elected. Mm-hmm. Get tough, RNC, Michael Whatley, Speaker Johnson, and all state and local Republican politicians. The Justice Department is corrupt and won't do a thing to help. They have no shame. All I can say is that if I'm elected president, we will pursue election fraudsters at levels never seen before, and they will be sent to prison for long periods of time. We already know who you are. Don't do it, Zuckerbucks. Be careful. Strong words from Donald Trump. And long prison sentences are necessary. I mean, do you even talk about treason charges when you talk about stealing elections and election fraud? You need to get serious about it. I like that he calls out Whatley, Speaker Johnson, by name here as well. And look, that's a nice soundbite. It's a nice little press statement. Why are there only four Republicans behind Speaker Johnson? Why isn't he on the Capitol Hill steps doing a press conference with hundreds of Republicans behind him? Why aren't they making a louder noise about this? Why doesn't every American know that the Democrats are refusing to pass the SAVE Act, and why? Most Americans probably don't even know about this. Here's Attorney General Ken Paxton's response. The White House has formally announced that Biden will veto the Republican bill that seeks to prevent non-citizens from voting. There is no hiding it now. Biden and the Democrats want illegal immigrants to vote in this election in November. Our elections are not safe from mass interference as long as states do not require proof of citizenship to vote in federal elections. And we have more evidence that this whole thing has been construed and constructed. We covered some of that yesterday. We got more proof today. Arizona is one state the Democrats want to steal with illegal votes. They require proof of citizenship to vote in state elections, but not in federal elections. How convenient. Elon Musk says, when combined with mail-in ballots, the system is designed to make it impossible to prove fraud. Mail-in and drop-box ballots should not be allowed, as cameras on the in-person voting stations would at least prevent large-scale fraud by counting how many people showed up versus ballots cast. Now, of course, I mean, there's so much overwhelming evidence of this. It's mind-boggling if you haven't seen it. You know, in 2020, Democrats pulling out secret boxes of ballots when nobody's looking at the tabulation centers in the middle of the night. It's on camera. Truckloads of ballots showing up at 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the morning, truckloads, all for Biden. Lying about water main breaks so people leave the tabulation center so that they can triple and quadruple count ballots in blue cities to stack the totals for Democrats. All of this is on video. And then, of course, there's the 2000 Mules documentary. But remember when CNN caught a ballot, mail-in ballot stuffer on a live feed? Remember that? And then they quickly turned the camera away. Here it is in clip 23.
The only ballot drop box in Cuyahoga County, Ohio. You can see this woman right here casting her vote. Did you vote for Reagan or Jimmy Carter?
Okay. She literally has a handful of ballots she's stuffing in. And then they cut away. Yeah. Look at that. All those things with the red marks are all ballots. They caught a ballot stuffer on the live feed on CNN. Pardon me here as I'm getting word that Joe Biden is about to speak at the NATO conference. Is that what's going on, guys? I was talking. Okay, we'll be observing. NATO is having a meeting right now in Washington, D.C. They're blocking all your traffic, by the way. If you're in D.C., all the roads are shut down for this meeting of corrupt diplomats and politicians that want never-ending war with Russia. That's what they're meeting for, to see how they can have permanent war against Russia, even if Trump gets elected. Joe Biden is set to speak any moment now, so we'll be in tune for that likely disaster with Joe Biden speaking to the world about another war that has broken out since he became president. So we'll monitor that, guys. They're just posing for pictures and stuff right now. So whenever Joe Biden is set to speak, we'll break into that and cover it live as they're just doing ceremonies and pictures right now. All right, but getting back to the issue. So we're discovering more about this. When the Democrats talk about money for personnel at the border, they're not talking about agents to stop illegal crossers. They're not talking about law enforcement to stop the influx of illegal immigrants. They're talking about lawyers. By the way, this is in all the funding documents. They want lawyers and bureaucrats to process them into the country faster. And now we're learning that part of that process is getting them registered to vote. So that's what they wanted the personnel for, so they can get bureaucrats and lawyers to register the non-citizens to vote after they cross the border. Making sense now? Here's a video in Spanish that AOC shot talking about how important it is to get signed up to register to vote and to be on the census, even though you're not a citizen. Now, the whole census issue is a different way they rigged the election. But again, the proof is everywhere here. Here's AOC talking to non-citizens about, hey, make sure you sign up for the census and register to vote. Clip 5.
Ya sabes que el censo es un conteo de toda la gente que vive en los Estados Unidos, sin importar tu estado migratorio. Es como nuestras comunidades reciben miles de millones de dólares para programas de los que todos dependemos. ¿Quién ha llenado el censo antes? Tú, en el fondo.
How many takes do you
a partir del 12 de marzo,
Spanish,
podrás hacer esto por el internet o incluso por teléfono.
You can sign up on the internet or the phone.
Vamos a repasar las preguntas.
Bueno, esto parece fácil. El censo pregunta cuántas personas viven en tu casa.
A ver, yo,
mi esposa y nuestros dos hijos.
Ya tienes la idea. Y no te olvides, tu información es confidencial.
Oh, the information is confidential, so nobody knows you're an illegal immigrant. Nobody knows you're a non-citizen.
El censo solo acontece cada 10 años.
So there you go. So they're encouraging non-citizens to be a part of the census. Now, I knew census workers, I guess it was 2012. I think it was 2012 when they did the census. And they would tell me how they were stunned at how many non-citizens they encountered in the census. And they'd be confused why people would be so apprehensive to get a census form or to be a part of the census, and you know, if you're personable and sociable, you'll eventually they'll talk to you or whatever, and they'd be like, yeah, I can't believe how many non-citizens I encountered just trying to do census. So they're everywhere. And the Democrats want non-citizens to be a part of the census so they can increase the population in blue states like California and Illinois and New York. That's why they like all the illegals in those three states specifically, so that they can increase the Electoral College count for those three states so they can get to 270 in the Electoral College faster. So that's part of how they rig it with non-citizens being part of the census, to increase their Electoral College count in the blue states. But now they're just outright trying to get them to vote in presidential elections. And so that's what's going on. And, you know, I thought I sent you guys a clip of Barack Obama talking about that. I don't see it on my list. Maybe we just skipped over that. We'll try to find that. Here's Joe Rogan, though. I mean, this is probably the number one podcast, definitely in America, maybe in the world. And when Rogan is telling his audience how it works, folks, the gig is up. And Rogan doesn't really, I mean, he's not a political podcaster. Every once in a while, he'll delve into politics, maybe depending on his guest. But for Rogan to really be calling it out like this is a major red pill for his audience here in clip 26.
Like, when you start thinking about it like that, that sounds like a conspiracy theory, but it's like totally political, all these moves.
100%.
Yeah.
They're literally importing Democratic voters.
Yeah.
They think by allowing the borders to be porous and by giving people aid and giving people housing that you're essentially guaranteeing that if you can rig it so that those people are allowed to vote, those people are going to vote Democratic. And if you could say that, oh, voter ID is racist, like what? Voter ID is
racist.
That's
crazy.
Everybody knows it now, folks. It's not even something you have to fear political correctness to talk about. So this is how the Democrats are rigging elections. They are importing non-citizens to be a part of the census in blue states to increase their Electoral College count. And they are just trying to make it outright the possibility for non-citizens, illegal aliens, to vote in elections. And they have the bureaucrats and the lawyers teaching them how to do it and instructing them to vote Democrat. And then they can just send them a mail-in ballot. And they teach them how to fill out the mail-in ballot, send it back, and then boom, Democrat votes. All right. I saw you guys flash the Obama interview. Is it ready? Yeah. Here's Barack Obama in an interview where the lady basically implies that people should break the law and Obama doesn't even blink. Go ahead.
If you want to vote and you show up at your polling place, they can't stop you from voting.
Mm.
They can't stop you from voting. If people want to know how to vote, then you can go to iwillvote.com. The fact of the matter is that we give our power away all the time. Mm. You know, we tell ourselves, oh, it's hard. It's not going to matter. It's not going to count. And the powers that be, they're counting on us giving our power away.
Many of the millennials, dreamers, undocumented citizens, and I call them citizens because they contribute to this country, are fearful of voting. So if I vote, will immigration know where I live? Will they come for my family and deport us?
Not true.
Okay.
And the reason is, first of all, when you vote, you are a citizen yourself, and there is not a situation where the voting rolls somehow are transferred over and people start investigating, et cetera. The sanctity of the vote is strictly confidential in terms of who you voted for. If you have a family member who maybe is undocumented, then you have an even greater reason to vote.
So that lady is a known Democrat propaganda asset, a non-citizen who gallivants around bragging about her status and encouraging other non-citizens, illegal aliens, to get involved in the political process and vote Democrat. You just heard it right from her own lips. And Obama doesn't even blink. He says, no, that's a good thing. And yeah, nobody will find out where you live. Don't worry about it. Oh yeah, you're a criminal in the country illegally. You can go vote. Nobody's going to find out. Wow. They don't even hide it. They say it right to your face. But hey, maybe Mike Johnson will do a press conference, because that's what we really need. Yeah, just a press conference. Should do just fine. So there's no doubt that's their backup plan to win in 2024. And I don't know if they're going to have it with the mail-in ballots, with the drop boxes that have been eliminated in most states. I really don't know if they can do it with the machines. A lot of people may disagree. That's fine. I think it's non-citizens. I think non-citizens showing up to vote is their big play this year. I think that's their big play. I mean, they brought 10 million of them in. If you just get 10% of them to vote Democrat, it's a million votes. Put in the right areas, change a whole election. So I mean, we're talking about the very realistic scenario of non-citizens, illegal alien imports brought in by Democrats that take your money, live for free off the welfare state, and then go vote for Democrats. Unbelievable political corruption. They all belong in prison that facilitated this, and the non-citizens need to be deported. And you know what? I think they should pay us some money, too. I think they owe us some money. I think we should demand the billions, the hundreds of billions of dollars we spent on illegal aliens. I think we should send them a check. We should send them a bill for that. You think we can get that back? Hundreds of billions of dollars for non-citizens that do nothing for us? Think maybe we can get that money back? Do you think they're even working? So we just get robbed. So we get robbed by non-citizens. People get murdered and raped by non-citizens. And then they vote and steal our elections with non-citizens. But guys, Project 2025 is scary. Project 2025 is your big enemy. Oh, Project 2025. Oh, my gosh. The Democrats, oh, Project 2025. Oh, my gosh. It's the worst thing ever. And then they import 10 million non-citizens, criminals, rapists, psychotics. They steal your money. They steal your elections. And then the Democrats sit here, oh, Project 2025. Well, how about Democrats Project 2024? 10 million illegal immigrants voting in elections, stealing your elections, taking hundreds of billions of dollars so that you can't have nice things. How's that for Project Democrat? All right. We're monitoring Joe Biden, the NATO meeting happening in D.C. right now to try to prolong the war with Russia in Ukraine. Even if Trump gets elected, they want to make sure that that goes on and that Trump can't stop it. These are sick people that they love war. So we may have that when we come back. Biden expected to speak any second now. Remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com. That's how everything we do here is possible. And I, for one, am glad Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock. I start every morning drinking a glass of Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Why? Because I know I'm getting more than 100% my daily value of vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, vitamin D, and so much more. And it tastes great. All in one scoop. One scoop of Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Just one scoop every morning, and you're getting more than 100% your daily values.
People don't know, by the way, so, you know, and I'll say this again, that that many moons ago, when I was just getting started in all of this, that I remember I used to come on with Alex in 2016 is when we started doing it. Met you at the RNC in Cleveland. We did the rally by the river.
No.
With Roger and everyone's there. And Diamond and Silk were there. That was great.
Coming out here despite all the threats and exercising your sacred First Amendment, we salute you. InfoWars salutes you. And you are part of history. You are the future. God bless you.
USA! USA!
Back then, even before I was at One America, I used to host Hour 4. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you'd be like, and I didn't even know you back then. And you were, I was just some guy, and you're like, hey, your microphone's not good. So guys, Alex Jones sends me my first microphone that I've got set up in like a, just like a spare bedroom in the house. And I'm doing it over my laptop, and he goes, oh yeah, yeah, I need someone to host hour four. So we get in there, you just do it. I was like, what do you want me to talk about? Yeah, it's whatever you want, I gotta go. And I'm like, I'm just some guy at that point. You know, I had been through 2016, we had met, et cetera, et cetera.
No, but you were a smart guy.
But my point, though, is that people don't realize how much Alex does behind the scenes to help people. People don't realize how much that Alex is just generous with his time, generous with his resources. And that's a side. And by the way, spends time with your family. And, you know, something that I've always tried to say is, like, there's this media caricature of Alex Jones, and I'm like, that's not the guy that I've ever met. I've never met him. I've spent plenty of time with him. I've never met this guy. He sounds crazy. I don't know that I'd want to meet the guy that they take you out to be, because that's just not you. And so I just want to take the opportunity real quick to just say thank you for all the help that you gave me when I was getting started.
Well, thank you, Jack. But it wasn't because you were like, I was just, you know, you were a talented, smart guy, and we're making great points. I'm like, well, hey, you need to get on air and you need to do more. We're going to go to break. He's going to take over. Abbott plugged in 3 hours. If we don't do that, we'll be gone. Infowarsstore.com, big sale. Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock. X2 back in stock. So pray for us. Infowarsstore.com. DrJonesNaturals.com. My dad 2 years ago said they're going to shut you down. He already developed the supplements. He went and set up a warehouse in North Austin. He's there, and he was right. So great products there. We've got the Next Level Foundational Energy. We've got the 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force and all the Nano Silver products. We've got the Rocket Rest Sleep Aid. It's so amazing. We've got the Top Brain Incredible Nootropic. Check it all out, the Nano Silver products, everything at drjonesnaturals.com. But let me tell you, Jack.
Well, Alex, when you're working hard and you got a bunch of back-to-back flights, what's good? What should I go for?
These supplements are all so strong, I barely take them, but they'll really work well. I take them all. I haven't taken any today. I should have, because I was up till 2 a.m. last night. But they're all excellent. They're all just clones of already best-selling products. Right,
I want to get some before I get back on that plane. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now what you want.
I'm not going to roll it.
I'm going to tell you what you want right now.
Yeah?
You want... No, that's Rocket Rush. You need to sleep.
No. Well, I'm going to take that later tonight.
You want Next Level Foundational Energy.
There it is. Let me see.
And it's there's no speed in that. It's a methyl folate to break down.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
It's methyl folate to break down of what's in spinach.
There's a lot in here, too.
The folic acid, yeah.
There's a ton in here.
The point is, it's a great product.
This isn't one of the ones where they, you know, put the cotton in on the top so you only get a little bit. This is full.
You're nice to support us.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
And have to take a nap. NATO wants to now try to add Argentina to their alliance, which makes no sense at all. It's just any affront to Russia, any affront to any sovereign nations determining their own fate and not giving hundreds of millions or billions of dollars to this worthless international alliance. And so I guess we're hearing from NATO, or we're seeing NATO is live right now. Here's some other international news. Far right French leader, it's what you're, if common sense, if you just love your nation and have common sense, you're considered far right now. Marine Le Pen is investigated over illicit financing in 2022 vote. Oh, there it is. They're alleging that she was financing illegally 2022 votes. Isn't that something? And, of course, the allegations is that they have had the election stolen from them in France. But isn't that something? Isn't that familiar? So they steal the election from Trump, and then they get him out of office and go after him and his allies. They steal the election from Bolsonaro, and then he's out of office, and they go after him and his allies. Now they're doing it to Marine Le Pen. It'll likely be Milei next as well. Brazilian police indict ex-president Bolsonaro in undeclared diamonds case. So Argentina plans to send more military aid to Ukraine and Israel, and they want to join them into NATO now as well. So this is what you have going on. A bunch of corrupt kleptocrat political leaders that have been stealing money from sovereign nation states in the name of NATO, using Russia as the boogeyman. And now Russia is making geopolitical strategies to create this bloc against the West, specifically BRICS. And our problem is we have leaders like Joe Biden. Think what you want about Vladimir Putin, good guy or bad guy. Vladimir Putin is very smart, very witty, very cunning. Joe Biden needs somebody to wipe his butt and has to skip meetings because it's nappy time. And has a bunch of neurological specialists coming to visit him that the White House denies. And then they lie about. So that's what we get. But maybe they'll just flip the tables over. DHS simulated war game prepping for plausible nationwide droughts and blackouts. Oh, maybe it'll happen right before the election, and then they cancel it. And then, oh, it's just Joe Biden, the dictator. Just like Zelensky is illegitimate right now. They just cancel elections. They love democracy so much, but they cancel elections. Let's not forget about that potential. What if I told you a Democrat was arrested for fraud? That happens all the time. Representative Kelvin Lawrence arrested on fraud charges. Alabama lawmaker, Democrat, arrested on two felony counts. Forging a document. Forging a document and an instrument. Something to do with it was construction. And really, it's amazing. He faces potentially 20 years for this fraud, this forgery. A nonviolent offender. And while, yeah, it should be a crime, and it is, it's amazing how nonviolent crimes, many times, if you go against the government, so, oh, you didn't file your right paperwork, that's a worse offense than an actual violent crime. It's a worse offense than an actual violent crime, offending the government or doing an end around so you don't have to deal with government bureaucracies and regulations. Mm-mm-mm. That's what you get. A fraudulent forged builder's license. He'll probably not spend 20 years in jail, but that's what he's facing right now. Meanwhile, Sonia Sotomayor, you know, she's the real corrupt. She's probably the most corrupt member of the Supreme Court with her book deals. You know, did you ever look into Sonia Sotomayor's book deals? She got a nice hefty book deal and then forced people to purchase her books and then charged exorbitant amounts for her to visit and do book signings. Yeah, it was a real racket she was running. She's a greedy pig. She's also against your Second Amendment, which is odd. Supreme Court Justice Sotomayor's bodyguard shoots would-be carjacker outside her home. But here's what she said in a Second Amendment case. She said, in sum, the framers did not write the Second Amendment in order to protect a private right of armed self-defense. So Sonia Sotomayor does not believe that you have the right to self-defense. Now, imagine
I would say the most open and true, the most open and true interpretation of the Second Amendment is indeed self-defense. A right to bear arms is simply the ace of spades when it comes to self-defense. I would say it is all about self-defense. You have a God-given right to defend yourself. So if somebody comes at you with a gun, what do you want to defend yourself with? A gun. That's just the logic. But it's inherently, it's a right to self-defense. It almost is more important interpretation than the right to bear arms. I think the right to bear arms is just to say, hey, I choose how I want to defend myself. I have the right to self-defense, and then I have the right to choose how I defend myself. Well, Sotomayor doesn't believe in either of those. She doesn't believe you have the right to bear arms or self-defense. But she has bodyguards. She has bodyguards that are armed to defend her. So she doesn't believe in a private right of armed self-defense, but she does believe in her right for you to pay for her to have security that is armed for her defense. That is very pig-like behavior. And she is a pig. She is probably the most corrupt member of the United States Supreme Court ever. And she's not very bright either. That's an Obama appointee. Are you really surprised? Are you really surprised? Now, they're having problems. We're having a lot of problems with migrants, illegal aliens raping women. It's happening here in the United States. The Democrats don't care. They're responsible for it. But it's worse in Europe. For whatever reason, it's like 90% of the rapes happening in Europe are illegal migrants. So they used to do this thing where they would wear a rubber band that would say, do not rape me. I think that was either in Germany or Sweden. They came up with a genius plan for women to wear a rubber band on their wrist that said, do not rape me. It's like, oh, just show the illegal migrant that's about to take you into the alley and beat you and rape you. Show him your wrist and he'll stop. Well, in Finland, they now have a new training video. This is not parody, folks. This is serious. These are liberal women in Finland trying to figure out what to do about the migrant rape issue. So they put out this instructional video in clip 27. That should work. You know, you could just stop bringing in illegal rapists. Could just stop voting for liberals.
Police have tracked down a killer whose crimes spanned the country. The man accused of killing a Maryland mother of five on a popular hiking trail has been captured in Oklahoma. Rachel Marin was dragged from a hiking trail in Maryland where she was raped and murdered. Hernandez allegedly has ties to the notorious MS-13 gang and entered the country illegally in February of last year.
The sheriff says that he fled to the U.S. illegally after murdering a woman in El Salvador in January of 2023, just 1 month before he entered the U.S. last year. Interpol issued an arrest warrant for Hernandez.
We are 1,800 miles away from the southern border, and the American citizens are not safe because of failed immigration policies. This is the second time in just 2 years that an innocent Harford County woman has lost her life to a criminal in our country illegally.
As far as I'm concerned, the Biden administration has the blood of Rachel Warren in their hands.
Two officers were shot overnight. The suspect also shot in the exchange of gunfire.
Police also saying that suspect Bernardo Raul Castro Mata currently resides at a migrant shelter not too far away from here.
Christian Inga was arraigned today in New York City on charges of sexually assaulting a 13-year-old girl after school last week in a shocking daylight attack. Police say the 25-year-old migrant from Ecuador approached two teens in the park at knife point. According to the criminal complaint, the suspect tied the boy and girl to one another, gagged them, then raped the girl before fleeing the scene. Police say Inga entered the U.S. illegally through Eagle Pass, Texas, back in 2021.
We've also learned from law enforcement here in New York that Christian Ingalandi was actually ordered to go back to Ecuador just a year later in 2022. Had he been deported, we may not have this case that has really struck a chord with people here in New York City, but even people around the country.
A Venezuelan gang known as Tren de Aragua has victimized thousands through extortion, drug and human trafficking, kidnapping and murder. And now U.S. law enforcement, including Customs and Border Protection and the FBI, say the gang has made their way into the country.
U.S. Border Patrol Chief Jason Owens, who has confirmed multiple arrests of alleged Tren de Aragua members over the last year, issued a warning in early April after reporting yet another arrest. Watch out for this gang, he said. It is the most powerful in Venezuela, known for murder, drug trafficking, sex crimes, extortion, and other violent acts.
Today, an illegal immigrant who killed someone in Troy is set to be sentenced. Carlos Corrales Ramirez pleaded guilty to the deadly stabbing last month. He admitted to killing a man near River and Dow Streets last September. The Honduras native was also charged with a stabbing in Maryland last February. He was arrested for that crime, but was later released because Maryland officials never extradited him.
Eight individuals, all from the Central Asian country of Tajikistan, were arrested in Los Angeles, New York, and Philadelphia. They entered the United States this year and in 2023, crossing the Mexican border. They were vetted and allowed to remain in the country. CBS News has learned further investigation uncovered the men had possible ties to ISIS-K.
Five men in the U.S. illegally were arrested Monday morning in Northeast Missouri after a teenage girl was reported missing in Indiana. The suspects are accused of kidnapping the 14-year-old from her home. They were tracked down in Macon County. All five of these men are charged with second-degree kidnapping and first-degree endangering the welfare of a child.
Developments in the brutal abduction and murder of a 12-year-old Texas girl whose body was found dumped in a bayou. Police arrested 21-year-old Johan Jose Rangel Martinez and 26-year-old Franklin Jose Pena Ramos, both illegal migrants from Venezuela. Surveillance video appeared to show both men with the girl just hours before she was found dead. Both men have been charged with capital murder. Critics blaming Jocelyn's death on President Biden's border policies.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, I've gotten some of the most cringe stuff I've ever seen here in the break. Kamala Harris tackling her way through a speech in Las Vegas, strutting around on the stage in her pantsuit. Oh my gosh, just... oh, it's horrible. Oh, so disingenuous. So phony. That's probably your next nominee for the Democrat Party. And then I've got this ceremony for NATO going on. It's like, it's so ridiculous. I don't want anything. Shut NATO down. I'm sick of NATO. NATO does nothing for world peace anymore. It causes war. Shut it down. It steals my money and it causes war. Shut NATO down. And instead I have this giant cringe fest, political suck job, this gigantic ceremony, probably cost me millions of dollars. Here's Joe Biden. He just went live speaking at NATO.
It's a pleasure.
Ugh.
It's a pleasure to host you in this milestone year, to look back with pride.
Shut it down. That's the only thing to celebrate. Just ending
it. To our shared future with strength and with resolve. Together, we rebuilt Europe from the ruins of war, held high the torch of liberty during long decades of the Cold War. When former adversaries became fellow democracies, we welcomed them into the alliance. When war broke out in the Balkans, we intervened to restore peace and stop ethnic cleansing. And when the United States was attacked on September 11th,
ethnic cleansing?
Our NATO allies stood with us, invoking Article 5 for the first time in NATO history.
Certainly not talking about Palestine.
As an attack on all of us. A breathtaking display of friendship that the American people will never, ever, ever forget. Well, all this history, when great changes occurred, people would ask, can NATO adapt? And every time we proved we could adapt, and we did, evolving our strategy to stay ahead of threats, reaching out to new partners to increase our effectiveness. And here with us today are countries from the Indo-Pacific region. They're here because they have a stake in our success, and we have a stake in theirs. Today, NATO is more powerful than ever, 32 nations strong. For years, Finland and Sweden were among our closest partners. Now they have chosen to officially join NATO, and because of the power and meaning of Article 5 guarantee, that's the reason. It was the most important aspect of the alliance in 1949, and it is still the most important aspect. I'd also note, Finland and Sweden joined the alliance not just because their leaders sought it, because their citizens call for it in overwhelming numbers. Remember, NATO's character is fundamentally democratic, always has been and always must continue to be. And today,
wow, as Zelensky is an illegitimate president that they're protecting.
I want to pause on this because it's significant. In the year 2020, the year I was elected president, only 9 NATO allies were spending 2% of their defense GDP on defense. This year, 23 will spend at least 2%.
That was a Trump policy. So he's bragging about a Trump policy
now. Some will spend more than that. And the remaining countries that have not yet reached that milestone will get there soon.
So he's bragging. They steal money from the people.
Proof that our commitment is broad.
For what?
And deep. That we're ready. That we're willing. We're able to deter aggression and defend every inch of NATO territory across every domain. Land, air, sea, cyber, and space.
From the invisible enemy.
It's good that we're stronger than ever.
From the boogeyman.
Because this moment in history calls for our collective strength. Autocrats.
Meanwhile, the NATO countries are the ones facilitating their own invasions, and it's not Russians. It's not Russians invading Europe. It's not Russians invading the United States. It's our own governments opening our borders and giving them a welfare state to destroy our country. So the enemy is them. NATO is the enemy.
Putin wants nothing less than Ukraine's total subjugation, to end Ukraine's democracy. Destroy Ukraine's culture.
Ukraine.
Off the map.
Oh, my gosh.
Putin won't stop at Ukraine. But make no mistake.
Now, here's the big lie.
Ukraine can and will stop Putin.
Meanwhile, Ukraine has lost hundreds of thousands of men. An entire generation
support.
Of Ukrainians killed.
And they have our full support.
Haven't won a battle.
Even before Russia bombs were falling in Ukraine, the alliance acted. I ordered the U.S. reinforcements at NATO's eastern flank. More troops, more aircraft, more capabilities.
More casualties.
And now the United States has more than 100,000 troops on the continent of Europe.
Wow.
NATO moved swiftly as well.
Bragging about getting troops involved.
Not only reinforcing the 4 existing battle groups in the east, but also adding 4 more. In Bulgaria, Hungary, Romania, and Slovakia, essentially doubling NATO's strength on the eastern flank. Together, we've built a global coalition to stand with Ukraine. Together, we provided significant economic and humanitarian assistance. And together, we've supplied Ukraine with weapons it needs to defend itself. Tanks, armored fighting vehicles, air defense systems, long-range missiles, and millions of munitions. The United States, nearly 24 allied partners, have signed a bilateral security agreement with Ukraine. And more countries will follow. Today, I'm announcing the historic donation of air defense equipment for Ukraine. The United States, Germany, the Netherlands, Romania, and Italy will provide Ukraine with the equipment for 5 additional strategic air defense systems. And in the coming months, the United States and our partners intend to provide Ukraine with dozens of additional tactical air defense systems. The United States will make sure that when we export critical air defense interceptors, Ukraine goes to the front of the line.
Yeah, it's more important than America. Giving Ukraine money and anything they need is more important than America.
Before anyone else gets it.
Thank you.
All told, Ukraine will receive hundreds of additional interceptors.
Ukraine is not even a part of NATO, folks.
Help to protect Ukrainian cities against Russian missiles. Ukrainian troops facing their attacks.
Ukraine is not a member of NATO.
Make no mistake, Russia is failing in this war. More than 2 years into Putin's war of choice, his losses are staggering. More than 350,000 Russian troops dead or wounded. Nearly 1 million Russians, many of them young people, have left Russia because they no longer see a future in Russia.
That's just a lie.
Remember, fellas and ladies, supposed to fall in 5 days, remember? Was still standing 2.5 years later and will continue to stand.
Ukraine has lost an entire generation of men. Pretty much every community outside the Kiev bubble has been devastated by this war.
Before this war, Putin thought NATO would break.
Russian patriotism and support for Putin is through the roof.
It's never been in its history. When this senseless war began, Ukraine was a free country. Today, it is still a free country.
And the with an illegitimate president, not elected,
Ukraine
canceling elections.
A free and independent country. Russia will not prevail.
This is unbelievable.
Ukraine will prevail.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the sickest things I've ever seen.
This is a
75-year anniversary of NATO. Ukraine is not even a member of NATO. And here they are pretending like it is, because for all intents and purposes, it is. And that's why Russia's so pissed.
Again and again at critical moments, we chose unity over disunion, progress over retreat, freedom over tyranny, hope over fear. Again and again, we
freedom
stood
over tyranny
behind our shared vision of a peaceful and prosperous transatlantic community. Here at this summit, we gather to proclaim NATO is ready and able to secure that vision today and well into the future.
So I guess NATO equals Ukraine now. Because what has NATO done
this
for any of its members?
An overwhelming
this whole speech has been about Ukraine,
Americans understand
not about NATO.
That NATO makes us all safer. The fact that both
NATO started the war with Russia, making us less safe. NATO started the war with Russia, killing hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians.
But all the progress we've made in the past 75 years has happened behind the shield of NATO. And the American people understand what would happen if there was no NATO.
What?
Another war in Europe. American troops fighting and dying.
Yeah, and what's going on in Europe?
Chaos,
what's going on in America? Wide
collapse,
open borders, criminal migrant invasions being facilitated by their own leaders. This is sick. This is the epitome of geopolitical corruption right here. I am sick right now. I am enraged at this liar.
All right, folks, BrainForce Ultra is back in stock. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Before I started working here at InfoWars, I didn't believe that supplements really worked. I thought these were just products that people consume for peace of mind and that our body would flush them out. But one of the first products I ever took was BrainForce Plus, which is the capsule version of BrainForce Ultra. And this is actually more powerful than BrainForce Plus. But the first time I ever took BrainForce Plus, I noticed within 20 minutes that I had a change in my state of mind. And ever since then, I believed in our products and I believed in supplementation as an important part of health. So BrainForce Ultra is particularly special because it's a more potent and convenient form than BrainForce Plus. Now, it's not only going to help you with enhanced cognitive function, focus, but it also is going to help you with increased energy levels. We know that the formula includes yerba mate leaf and green tea leaves, both of which contain natural caffeine and polyphenols. These components provide a sustained energy boost without the crash. Ashwagandha root and ginkgo leaf are included for their adaptogenic and antioxidant properties. Not only will this product help enhance mental clarity and focus, enhance energy levels, but it will do so in a way that reduces stress so you don't feel the anxiety associated with too much caffeine, energy drinks, perhaps like an Adderall or a nicotine. These are all great reasons to buy Brain Force Ultra from InfoWarsStore.com. But perhaps the best reason to get this product, Brain Force Ultra, from InfoWarsStore.com is because by buying products from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep InfoWars on the air. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that there's a war on for your mind, that the globalists and transhumanists and the New World Order are trying to conglomerate all political power so they can subjugate humanity for the indefinite future. But we're not going to let that happen because we're going to do things like go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to get Brain Force Ultra. We're going to fight and win the war that is on for our minds, all while keeping InfoWars on the air. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com right now, get Brain Force Ultra, and be the reason we are still on the air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.